This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU forage specialist James Rogers from the North Central Research Center. Some winter crops are in across the state, James, and with our above normal temps this winter, what difference can that make?
We do have some winter crops that go in the fall. Winter wheat is one. Rye has really caught on as a cover crop, and then for forage production in the fall and spring, and then also treated cayley. And with just these wild swings in temperature from up in the 50s and then crashing back down into the low teens, what's that doing to the plant? And the question we're getting is, how about winter kill? How much winter kill are we actually going to have?
All right, good stuff, James. And hey, we'll have more on winter crops when we come back.
Hey, Twins fans, Fort Myers Beach is back. Discover the brand new Margaritaville Beach Resort, Fort Myers Beach. Escape to our beachfront paradise with the perfect blend of adventure and relaxation. Taste the tropics at our six island-inspired bars and restaurants. Dive into Fins Up Beach Club, the action-packed aquatic playground featuring a lagoon-style pool. Unwind in the laid-back luxury of your oceanfront room. Indulge yourself at St. Somewhere Spa. Margaritaville, Fort Myers Beach. The perfect escape. Check us out at margaritavilleresorts.com.
Cattle producers, March 28th at 1 p.m. is the annual Glasso Angus Bull Sale at Sitting Bull Livestock. Featuring calving ease, carcass merit, and superior production performance, these bulls earned breed-leading EPDs and 205-day weights. Sons of Resilient, Tahoe, Magnify, Shamrock, Resource, and Glasso sires sell. They are tested for fertility, parentage, and genetics prior to sale day. Check out GlassoAngus.com or DV Auction. Be there Thursday, March 28th at 1 p.m.
Talking winter crops today with James Rogers on Ag Issues. And James, as a producer, how do you monitor?
Well, I went out a couple weeks ago when we had one of those wild swings and actually dug up some cereal rye that we planted back late July. So it's gone through the winter, and I wanted to see what it was doing. It had greened up. I was able to pry it up out of the frozen ground. The roots looked white, and we had new growth. We had new tillers beginning to develop. And the other thing was the growth point is still nestled down really close to the base of the plant. So as a producer, go dig some plants up. Take a look at the roots. Dissect the stem. See where that growth point is located. As that growth point elevates through the stem, it becomes a little bit more vulnerable to colder temperatures. But right now, I can't predict 100% what's going to happen, but things look pretty good still.
All right, good stuff as always, James, and that will bring this report to a close. If you missed one, check us on the website, agissues.com. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by the Margaritaville Resort on Fort Myers Beach, by the Glasso Angus Bull Sale, and by Bremer Bank. Contact Bremer for all of your ag banking needs.